Welcome back. You know what's going on.
Yes.
You know what the fuck you clicked on. It's me, your host, who has the most. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Curry and my name is my motherfucking name. Get at me.
Damn. It feels good to hear that shit again. I feel like it's been fucking months since I heard what your name was. And I'm glad to hear it's still that.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It was refreshing to know.
It was up in the air there for a moment.
It was for a while. I didn't know. It's just changing sometimes. It's a new year.
Yeah.
It's your boy, though. The Hokage of the Village and the Leaves, the Commander of the Scout Regiment, the King of the Pirates, the Commissioner of the CCG, the Principal of the Hero Academy, Captain Commander of the Tier 13, Leader Hishin Unit, General Urban Army, Kakashi Hatsuke, Jiraiya Sensei, Then Smoke Sanji, Odin Sama, Black Picasso, Nathaniel Cole Jackson. Back talking into a mic again. It feels
good. That was a very long intro. I'm just Dakari. That's it. Sometimes I go by DJ, you know. What's up, y'all? Regular guests.
Do you go by Dakari more often?
Yeah, in the streets, you know, like at work they call me DJ because they can't pronounce it, but it's Dakari. It's Dakari out here.
I feel like Dakari sounds more professional.
Not to like white that. Folks.
Dakari sounds like it should be like the
Dakari in the black, yeah, in the black area.
These days, white folks like that, like the exotic shit.
Let me see. You know, when I get my license and shit, like hell yeah, it's gonna be Dakari on that shit. So. They'll know what's up.
Oh, that's
when I start stamping shit.
Nah, they gotta know. Nah, Dakari is the name where you're silently messy in these streets. You know what I mean? Where you be like, it's 2 p.m. on a brunch at Sunday, and like you just walking out of a spot with one shorty. You just hear Dakari in the street, and suddenly you like, oh, we gotta start walking.
You gotta like walk a little faster.
That's what that
turn around.
Yep,
I've been turn around. Man.
Pretend you don't hear it. I'll just keep walking.
I don't know who he's talking to, baby. Just keep walking.
That's what Dakari's up to. You know what I'm saying?
The worst part is like Dakari is like not a common.
That's a plus in DC.
I can't be like, oh, she's talking to somebody else. You know, like that was a different Dakari.
But at least if you're. At least here in DC, there's like it's regular to have random people in the middle of the road just saying random shit. You can pass up. This is someone just making a noise. Like he said, Dakar! He sneezed or some shit. I don't know.
For sure, yeah. I haven't had too many messy like situations out in public. I'm like a little like low key, you know, sneak lover, you know, choosy lover, never fuck without a rubber. Shout out to Pimp C. But you know, it's one of them situations. Damn. I'm also a good person, somewhat. So like everyone's like, oh, you know. He was good to me, so.
That's what's up.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing I learned. Like you can do what you want, kind of, if people still respect you.
Yeah, if you're just like a
it's
good
more about
person,
how you act. Though.
It's like, can I be a good person and achieve what I want? Can I do what I would still like to do and not fuck anybody over or disrupt what they got going on? It's really just thinking that step ahead. You know what I mean? Putting in that extra work to be like, how can I achieve this without fucking over somebody and trying to like make a situation better.
Yeah, absolutely. Like sometimes it's just like, yo, I just want to have a good time. I'm gonna take you out to dinner, you know, we might go to the club, we might do whatever, we might have a little sex, we might go to, you know, have some adventures, and then afterwards it is what it is, you know. It's never a big deep situation usually,
and they understand that. I feel like a lot of times, especially for men dealing with women, we baby women too much, and we lie and try to sneak around and make situations happen where one person has no idea who you really are or how you're really acting out here because we think they can't take it or some shit like that. But they get it. They understand.
Yeah.
And they respect the fuck out of a nigga who's honest with them.
If anything, they gonna stop fucking with you because you weren't honest with them. Like, just be who you
That's
are.
That's the main thing.
Be authentic. You know
That's
what
the
I
main
mean?
Thing.
Don't hide yourself.
Yes. They love it.
Yeah.
They love it. And if you are authentic, you stick out, especially if you're young, because these young niggas are still lying to everybody. You stick out so much. Like, oh my God,
that's so
I finally met some. It's not, because a lot of people think they want to meet somebody who's actually faithful.
For sure. It's
that's
it's
not
so
really
easy.
It. They don't want, well, they do want to meet someone who's actually faithful, but more than anything, they want to meet someone who's actually honest and straight up. Fact. That shit is refreshing.
Yeah.
And you can still do your shit.
Hey, and in the
open too.
And in the vein of that, I would just like to take a moment to say that anybody who's on TikTok, don't be getting your advice from somebody who's 23 or younger on TikTok.
Yeah, you know 23. I would say we fucking 27, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. And if you're 27, what you doing on TikTok with your old ass? Yeah, bro. It's giving off weird poser vibes. Let's not do that.
Blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
Really, you don't start learning until you're 27.
Nah, for real, yeah. Like,
honestly,
at that point, you kind of know enough people, and you're like, all right, this is just how it is. Like, this is what life is. This is the game. Game go how it go. Like, let me just do what I gotta do.
You know what it is? I feel like it's not like at 27 you start learning, but it's like at 27 you finally start taking learning seriously.
Yeah.
Like what DJ was saying from before, I know what life's about. what do I want to do with what I know? Like, now is like the time. Like, 27, it's like, okay, I'm only going to put my energy towards shit I give a fuck about because I know about everything else. If I'm choosing to put my time into something I know I don't like, I'm fucking myself over, right?
Right. And you know what's on the other side, the emptiness is on the other side of just chasing shit just because it looks good or feels good in the moment and shit like that. Like, I'm just chasing shiny shit is really what everybody in their teenage years and young 20s does. And you know that's just empty at the end of the day when you're like 27 and you actually go through the thought process that you're talking about, Johnny, and then your decision making gets based off of that, and then you can really actually start making real choices on what you put energy to.
Right.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see like the 35-year-olds that are like just now figuring that out, and I'm like, dog, like what were you doing the last like 10-15 years? Like, for real, like, let's really talk. Because how did you not understand some of the things that, I don't know, it'd be crazy to me when niggas is 35 complaining like, oh, the dating pool has pee in it and shit like that. Like, yo, come on, man.
You should have learned that shit 10 years ago.
It's way too late for you to be complaining about this shit, man.
Yeah. That's like a decade.
That is interesting.
That's like a decade delay. Like, yo, this would have been relatable 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? The thing you complained about. But now you like, oh, the dating pool is just different. And I don't know why. It's like I'm going to the club and it's just not the same. It's probably because everybody else motherfucking moved on with their lives and changed except you, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody else in the club is 23.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
How do you go about it if you are single? And like, if you're single and you're 30, let's say 36. But I would assume that the environments that you would go into in a single life would change. You might still hit clubs with that every once in a while.
Nah, you would like find this.
I'm not sure how you would go about that.
You know, there's those like bars that just play older music. Like, you would slowly start finding the spots for like your age group, right? Like,
oh yeah.
The issue with clubs is that clubs is always cycling through. You know, they're always trying to play the newest, hottest shit or whatever. So like, that's why it's always the young people. It's always the 23-year-olds. Whereas, like, there's those other clubs, you know, the lounges and shit. Like, if you haven't made that transition yet, like, if you are 35, still in the club, like, yo, come on, bro. Like, you should have known by now. Like, you should have seen, like, at least two or three cycles of, like, age groups. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like how many graduating classes have you seen go through that club before you decided, like, all right, like, it's time for me to, you know, find somewhere that's playing the music I like to listen to. You know, I'm not trying to, like, you know, hit any new dances and shit. I don't know any new dances. I still, you know, I'm still on the Dougie. So it's like, where are they playing? Teach me how to Dougie at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to find that place. And that's not a club anymore. That's, you know, the lounge. That's like the restaurant that turns into a little something on, like, Friday nights or whatever. Like, you have to evolve.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like, I just don't understand how some people, like, haven't figured that out yet. That's crazy.
That's very crazy. You know, I'm just realizing the genius of clubs and how they're set up to be, like, I guess, marketed towards early 20s, maybe mid 20s, late teens or whatever the fuck, is they're designed so you don't even have the option to talk to each other, because they know if you're only 23, you're not interesting yet.
No, for sure.
Like, everything about courting is not going to be around talking to you. What are you going to talk about? You're not interested. You don't have a lip shit yet. Just look and kind of see the other person. And just feel the music and do your fucking TikTok dance or whatever the fuck. And feeling each other and, I don't know, Pop Molly, whatever the fuck.
You know what's crazy too? Like, the only place you can talk in the club is like if you get a section. And like, you know, the college students are broke as shit. Exactly. So they don't have sections. So I have a fucking section, me and my friends. And I fucking hate when my friends, you know, find the younger girls or whatever, bring them over. And they like want to have conversations with me. I was like, yo, you don't know shit. Like, you are like a second year psych major. Like, I don't want to talk to you at all. Like there's nothing going on in your life. Like, the worst thing that happened to you was like you broke up with your like high school sweetheart right before you went to college. Like, you haven't. There's nothing. Which of course we really can talk about.
Who the fuck doesn't?
I don't want to talk about school anymore.
Clubs are genius. Doug, that makes perfect. Clubs are genius. Because they do have that, like, the sections, like you're just saying, is the only part you can talk to, and you got to pay to get that. So that barrier makes it only for, like, the late 20s, 30s, or whoever the fuck can afford it, and whoever the fuck can actually keep a conversation, because that's the only talking part of the club. So you still get a little bit of that that, I guess.
For sure. And like, I feel like the women that are are clearly not ready for the section, that get brought to the section, are never that fun. Like, they're never like, oh man, I understand why you brought her here. It's always just like, oh, you just wanted some more like women in the section. Like, all right, like, now I'm annoyed and I want to go home.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is kind of wild to say, but I feel like bottle girls are exactly what DJ described, which is just like, you know, like ambiguously hot enough. And the reason why I feel like all of these club promoters and like all the people who run the clubs are looking for girls like that is because they want to use the bottle girls as drunk references for the crowd. Like, the drunker that the crowd gets, like, bottle girls will get exponentially hotter to them. Like, I've never seen that, but right. I've seen dudes who have been like, oh, bro, this place is so boring, we gotta move. You know what I'm talking about. These people who are like, oh, bro, like, they get there for the first 2 minutes and they're not having a good time, and then they're just like, you know, like trying to latch on to you while you're like going to do shit and being pouty and stuff. All of a sudden, they take two fucking shots and suddenly they're like, yo, this is good. Smoke shows. Once you start hearing the word smoke show, which happens very frequently at these types of clubs, it's like, okay, yeah, my club is lit. Like, we got the audience drunk. Like,
clubs are genius.
I'm not sure how, like, oh my God, bottle girls still exist either, because as a like, I don't get bottles often when I go to the club, but, you know, if me and my friends are, we'll get a bottle or whatever, but, like, I never want the theatrics. Like, just get me my fucking bottle, bro. Like, just give me my bottle. Yeah. Let me have
it's
gotta be just for Instagram, honestly. Like, it's Instagram and then, like,
it's just,
you know, like,
it's
the same thing with, like, the grass wall club. You ever go to, like, those, like, spots that are really shitty, but they have the grass wall with the neon lights so, like, shorties can get their pictures off.
With the neon light that says the stupidest slogan on it. Just everywhere now. It's stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
It's always, like, some stupid, like, live free, or, like, it's always some, like, especially if, like, the black spots, so it's just, like, my black is beautiful.
All the brunch spots.
It's always something, like, trap brunch or some shit.
That's the stupidest shit.
Yeah. It's like, bro, if you're trying to create, like, a nature vibe, you're not gonna put, like, hookah in concrete right next to that, concrete. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that as a vibe if we're trying to go for, like, nature.
Yeah, what's crazy is there's a spot, like, I don't know if you've been there, it's called like Park at 14, but that's like, you know, if you want a brunch and like a shorty shaking ass, like right next to your eggs, that's the spot to go to. But my issue is like, I don't,
is that like a rooftop spot?
No, I don't have a roof. I don't think they have a rooftop. I think it's just like an indoor little joint. But it's max, it's a cool spot, but the issue is like, you know, you would think that crowd should be younger still, but it's not. Like, I still get invited there and I'll go there and there'll be like other 35 year olds of like, yo, I know all of you are too tired to do this shit. Like, nobody wants, you know, this loud ass. Like, we wanted to have brunch and like talk about our week, talk about, you know, wives and shit, kids. Like, nobody wants to fucking, you know, twerk next to like my eggs. Middle of fucking day. Like,
not in day, maybe dinner if I'm already been drinking, but like in daylight, dog, especially if brunch is Sunday, Saturday. I drank last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Nah. It's dim lights at best. That's the setting you want to go best. For. Dim lights.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Insane that, like, that crowd is still there. I'm like, man, this crowd just keeps getting older and, like, still comes to this fucking spot. Like, we gotta, there's gotta be some other place, man. Like, there's plenty of other places to get brunch, man.
Yeah. Loyalty is rare, but, like, a boozy brunch spot is something that Americans seem to be.
Yeah, that's why September fucking sucks, because everybody's birthday is in September. Everybody I know, like, I feel like there's been more September birthdays than there was last year. I've been saying this, I was like, everybody that was a fucking Gemini last year is now a September baby this year. Like, niggas is lying, because I went to so many fucking brunches, like, different birthday brunches. I was like, I swear to God, your birthday was in fucking June last year. I know it was. Like, I like, remember, I was like, no, we went to this spot. We was doing a rooftop spot. It was, like, June. We were talking about 4th of July plans and shit at your birthday. And now we're here having brunch on fucking Labor Day. Your birthday is not in September. I swear to God, some bullshit's been going on this year.
I support the bullshit, honestly. I'm a full-fledged supporter of lying. Just
I'm with that shit,
I like
too.
That. Fuck it. Especially now you're older. There's so little consequence to lying these
days. I just
feel
like they should at least, like, link up and, like, coordinate dates. Like, maybe just celebrate their shits together. Because, you know, it'd be like niggas in the same friend group. It's like, I've known all, like, six of you since I've moved here, you know, for the last, like, 10 years. Like, not all you niggas was born in September. Like, at least coordinate and just have, like, one right. little thing. Instead, like, you know, they're all, like, on top of each other, so I gotta choose which function I'm going to. And niggas are still doing that shit where they celebrate their birthday every week.
So how did this... I'm still trying to learn the rules, which it seems like it changes every fucking day. For if you do a situation like what you just said, a birthday brunch or whatever, there's six people. What are the rules on who pays?
Well, we're men, so, like...
Because I've never fucking been clear about this. Oh, it's all men.
As a man, all the times I go to, like, you know, any birthday brunches or, like, shit like that, like, niggas just, we split it evenly. Like, that's it. Like, there's no, like, debates. And plus, like, right. all my friends, right. you know, we have some money, so it's like, we all just go split it. Like, there's never a discussion. All the arguments I see, like, online, it's just, like, it's all
only
women
that, like, fucked it up.
It's always the women. It's like,
it's all, it's
it's like, 100%. I had water with lemon and some nachos, and I'm not splitting this bill. And it's like, why'd you come?
Yeah, at that point, like, my rule is, like, cover the women you bring. If you're going to bring women to this, cover, make sure you got them financially taken care of.
Yes.
Like, don't, because, like, we try to do shit as a friend group collectively. Like, it's cool. Like, I guess you bringing them for the vibes, or, like, you just need a look or whatever. Like, get your shit off, I guess. But, like, if you're going to bring your woman, or you feel like this woman is great and she's going to really add a great mix to the time, or it's just your girlfriend and, like, y'all are a thing, bring your girl. Like, I got no beef. I got to genuinely say, I trust my friends well enough that if they want to bring their girlfriend to something that we were already going to do together, I don't really give a fuck. I'm still going to do me. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's never beef like that. But just make sure you cover that. Don't have some... you know what I mean? My sneaky link is coming through, and all of a sudden she suddenly feel like, oh, it's a vibe. She gonna turn it into, like, weird ass date nights, asking if she could bring her, like, friend through that's got, like, 12 Instagram filters on, and she try to convince you that she's, like, nice like that. And I'm like, I don't really give a fuck this for my friend, and your friend's just kind of being awkward about it. I'm tired of that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. You gotta get some new friends, bro. I'll bring, like, random women, but, like, the women that I bring is, like, they're cool. Like, they there. I take, you know, I pay their way and shit. Like, I have no problem doing that. And if they do bring a friend, it's like, I got both of them. So they cool. But I do understand what you're saying, though. There's always, like, that one shorty that's doing a lot. Like, I've seen that before, but I was like, damn, like, man, I could never be that person's friend. Like, he just can't vet them well enough.
If anything, that's like a sign to your friend, like, bro, like, you're going down the wrong path. Like,
yeah, that's crazy to me. I feel like I haven't really seen that in, like, a restaurant situation in a while. It's usually, like, at the club or at whatever function we go to, and there's just that one shorty that's wilding out that, like, really needs attention. I'm like, damn, like, this is still happening. I guess I still am in my 20s. I'm tired of that shit, bro.
That shit be happening in restaurants. This shit is embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing in a restaurant, because you can't even, like, really get your shit off. Like, you can't even really, like, get in a nigga's face in a restaurant. Like, you can, but, like, everybody knows you're in this nigga's face. At least in a club, it's like, you know, like, you know, everybody's dancing, everybody's getting them at the bar. People are trying to take their own pictures or whatever. So, like, you can kind of get it off, and, you know, but yeah, it's very embarrassing.
Right.
It's a good thing I, like, date women that, like, have been places, you know? Like, I've dated some broke women, but, like, for the most part, all the women that I've seen out with, they've gone to places that are, like, nice. You know, they know how to act. They're not going to be, like, wilding out. You know? They're not going to be in everybody's face.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, my God. That's so valuable.
Yeah, I'm so glad that that's happening for, like, me and all my friends. Like, we're just around healthier women now.
Yeah.
You know? I just want to congratulate us as, like, a group of... I don't think we talk about this enough. Like, guys, I'm really proud of us. Like, it took a long time. There's a lot of, like, tears and battles and fuck shit that happened in between. But I feel like we know enough about ourselves, and we're just around the right environment such that we have healthier relationships with much better, healthier women. So just, like, round of applause.
Dude, hell yeah.
For, like, that. Good job.
I be guys. Hearing about, like, niggas all the time talking about how, like, women, they meet them and they just want money and shit. Like, it's been, like, the kind of the talk today, I guess. I was just like, dog, like, I don't even have that problem anymore.
Yeah, same. Like, I couldn't be farther.
The worst, like, women problems, like, I have is, like, women that just don't take care of their vehicles at all. And I'm like, I'm cool with that. Like, we can just go to the Jiffy Lube.
Hey, you gotta take your losses sometimes.
I can fix that shit. Like, when shorty be like, oh, my tire doesn't have no air in it. I'm like, I got a compressor. It's all good. we can handle this real quick. I don't have anybody asking me for money and begging. Yeah. Like, just life is fucked up. Like, I don't deal with that no more.
Sometimes I'll be looking at these like deep, healthy, nuanced like arguments, and not even arguments, sometimes conversations I'll be having with my girlfriend, and like after that, like, it'll be exhausting because like we're working through a disagreement, but then like at the end of it, I'll be like, damn, this is such first world problems, like compared to like some grimy ass shit I was in like 2 years ago, like a year ago, like when I was really like out here in the trenches. Like, this is amazing. Like, we just talking about like, yeah, like arguing with my girl about like how I don't want her to get a boob job because I like her boobs. You know what I mean? Like,
honestly,
what are we
just
doing?
Having like healthy arguments with your girl sometimes be like so refreshing. You'd be like, we really worked that out. Like, I would have never, like, me and my last bitch have been throwing shit.
That's what I felt the best.
Bro, conflict resolution?
Oh. Like, you'd be like, wow, you was really mature in that argument. I'm really happy for you, baby.
You know what? That right there is the perfect like setup to any form of sexual romance. Like, if you could just have conflict resolution at the beginning of any porno, that shit's going on.
I'll subscribe to that couple for real.
Yeah, Shotty just gets on her knees, pulls down your pants, just whispers to your dick, empathy. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're looking for as an audience. That's the future.
I mean, yeah, we need more like, you know, complex, you know, like character development and shit. Like, you can't just open it up and they like, you know, are, you know, fucking like, how did we get here? Who are these people? How do they know each other? How well do they like, you know, link up? What is their chemistry like, you know?
Yeah, what's the build up like?
I think that's one of the main things. I don't know if I said in the pod before, but I went like a year, maybe even longer than a year really, where I was in I call myself fucking monogamous with my porn. So I only watched one porn star for like a year and a half, and she usually just fucked one guy. And I found myself getting to the point where I started being happy for like the guy and shit when he finally lasts more than 30
that
minutes.
That is insane. Or this is crazy.
But look, it's a fucking plot line now. Like, I saw the development in their physical chemistry. It's like they looked awkward at first, and then they started to really know each other and know like the positions that gets the other person to a certain mood or shit like that. It's like, oh damn, I followed this shit like a fucking season 6 of fucking Sopranos or something.
Jesus, that's crazy. I feel like my like porn adventures aren't even like exciting anymore. Like, sometimes it'd be like Twitter clips and I'll just look at old nudes and I'm like, oh yeah, good times.
I actually recommend it. It let me, I guess, appreciate other parts of fucking, I don't know, sexual chemistry between people. Cause like, you get desensitized to like, it's like how people always say how guys watch too much porn and they don't know how to connect with another person. I feel like it's too much random porn. Like, it's too much of just like,
anything.
When
people are bored,
you get no connection to anybody.
Watching porn, that's when it's a problem. Once you're scrolling on porn, I feel like that's when you fucked up. You know what I mean? You want to find that sweet spot where you're like horny enough where you're not thinking. You're like, I know what I want. Like, I can type it in immediately. I will get to that webpage in 5 seconds. I need to bust this nut. Like, that is the spot where you need to work at if it ever comes to that. Like, or luckily, like, you know, we're all adult men, so there's other ways to figure that out. Sometimes you can use that energy and drive it into other things. Like, and that can be very powerful too. But hopefully it's all in the name to bust the fucking nut.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd be tired, man. I think I'm getting too old, man. I'm like, yeah, I'm not like, you know, I still wake up at like 5 in the morning, go to the gym and shit, and then like between work and studying, it's like, alright, like, yeah, it sucks, honestly. Like, the last thing on my mind is porn. Like, that's like, I feel like I would open the browser, type in Pornhub, and like wake up, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even like click a video. I'm so tired.
Yeah!
Like, damn,
I've been there where you're like about to start and you're like, bro, nah, I don't even have the energy for this, and this is not even me. Like, what if
this is not me? It's crazy.
It's like one of those times where you like pull it up and you reevaluate.
Yeah,
this
your is life. Not me.
You're just like, bro, what am I putting my energy towards right now? Like, I just put all of this work in to do this.
Yeah, like, it's like,
you know,
it's like, let me just get this extra 15 minutes of sleep or whatever. Like, I'm cool.
Like, yeah, I feel like I need to just put a mirror right next to my desktop monitor just so I can look at at myself and see the bad decision I'm making right now.
I've felt that way with like some women sometimes. Like I'll have some women over and I'll just like, damn, I'm not gonna lie, like I'm exhausted. Like I know you came here for a reason. I can't let you down. Like we gotta go to the store, I gotta get we gotta make some tea. Like I'm just exhausted. Yet another reason why like the 23-year-old girls in the club is like,
exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You can't have that conversation.
It's like, yo, if we leave after this, you know what's going down. Like, I'm gonna eat some food and I'm gonna feel great and I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. And in the morning, after I'm well rested,
it might go down, but it's not happening tonight. Like,
if that happens in the morning,
it better be interesting conversation until then. Like, it better be interesting conversation until then. Like, if it gets weird, like, I still might bail. Like,
no, I've definitely, like, brought some girls back to the crib and, like, just talked all night. And I had a blast.
I had a blast at the time of my life. I had a great end to my night.
That's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
I was like, wow.
You guys find out you have, like, common interests and shit. Like, that's what be getting my dick hard. It's like, oh, my God. Like, gosh, shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like the way I like it was that. Like, damn, like, we gotta go to like a bookstore sometime.
Oh, that's the spot. That's the spot though, for real.
Yeah, it's great. The worst part about it too is like usually what happens is like over time, like they become my friends. It's like, I don't even want to fuck you. You're like my friend now. Like, I can't fuck you. You're a friend. And I'll find someone else to bust down. But, you know, we've created this great friendship, like, just on an intellectual level. Like, I can't, like, put my dick in fuck you that and up. Ruin that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, right.
Yeah.
And that'd be the person that like, you want to go to when you have, like, girl problems. You'd be like, yo, who's shorty? Let me tell you about this. They'll bring a real intellectual, like, perspective to it. It's like, wow, I really appreciate you. I'm so glad I didn't fuck you that night after the club, bro. Like,
that shit is honestly the best.
There's dividends.
What's crazy is we got
the no dick dividend.
What's crazy is we had to figure that shit out no dick in late 20s and 30s and shit like that, and we did not understand fucking at all when we were in high school and shit like that, and girls told us, like, I can't fuck you. You're like a brother to me and shit like that. But that's literally the same shit I mean now, right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like, I get exactly that now. We mature so fucking late, but also 23-year-old girls don't know shit. I don't know what it is. But, it's like, girls mature well in the teenagers, and then somewhere around 18 to 23, it's just like, nah, just progression. And then they pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, like, kind of stops, like, maturing after 19. Like, I feel like after 19, you have to, like, actively do it yourself. Yeah. Like, you have to actively be a part of like your own learning and shit, and most people just don't do it. And I think girls kind of have, like, you know, they have a lot of like added responsibility growing up, and just like, you know, shit's fucked up for women in general, so like they seem more mature because they have to be as a kid, and then when they turn 19,
they live in a more dangerous
world. They can turn it off at 19. They're like, all right, I've done it all. Yeah. Like, I'm grown now. And it's like,
yeah, yeah. Well, rude awakening for you coming soon.
But then at the same time, like, most of the niggas are just as dumb. So it's like,
well, I think niggas don't even mature at all before 19.
No, oh, yeah.
Like, niggas don't help to like start 19, until later. Honestly. I don't think they start, period, until 24, 25.
I feel like most men or young boys don't have any emotional intelligence at all. And, like, once you hit your 20s, that's when the emotional intelligence starts kicking in. Where, like, women are born with emotional intelligence, like, out the gate.
Yeah.
And, like, for men, it doesn't exist. Like, we can be very... I feel like in terms of information about the world, how things work, like, things that we need for survival and providing... and exchange of information, like, that's what men are on. But in terms of like the cause and the effects and like the feelings and how it like affects things in a larger communal sense that cannot be described through specific like metrics, like, that's where women just have a 20-year advantage on us for. But just because you have a 20-year advantage in a certain subset of intelligence doesn't make y'all motherfucking smarter than us.
Like,
if
be
you
opposite.
Are just ignorant to everything else in life, like, you're just the person who feels real hard, and that's valuable. I'm not saying like feeling hard is not valuable, but if you're just feeling hard, then you can't do anything with the feelings.
Right. I mean, I agree. I also think like just men, you know, like, I still think we have to like, you know, choose to be emotionally intelligent, right? Like, so like, it might not start for us until we're in our 20s, but like, there's still a lot of niggas that like, it's supposed to start, and they're just like, I'm chilling.
Just a lot of niggas. That's a like, lot. It's, yeah, some will say most.
It's really, it's so sad.
It's really like embarrassing, it's so sometimes sad. When like, I go it out is. And I'd be like not feeling a chick at all. Like I'd be like, you know, it's cool, but like, you know, I'm cordial, whatever. And they just be in love. Like they'd be like, wow, you're such a good dude. I'm like, yo, like you've been dealing with some trash niggas.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like the bar is really the bar is really low because I the don't so like low. You. Like I was just treating
oh,
you.
Oh God, this is so relatable.
I treat just like platonic friends.
I never
want
to see you again, but like, yo, like,
I don't want to hurt you the way they hurt you, yo. But this is like really not gonna go anywhere. And you're pretending that this is a Shakespearean play right now. Like, you think I'm about to save you and change your life. And, like, I just glanced at the clock and you were right behind me. And I know it looked like we made eye contact, but I'm having this conversation out of respect.
Yo, it's great. Like, the horror stories I, like, still hear. And I'm like, dog, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm speechless. I can't believe niggas like this still exist. Like... But that's why I'd be cleaning up. So like, I just
say exactly, like, exactly. Yeah. It just makes us look so good. Like the like you said, the bar is low.
Yeah, it's bad, yeah. Man. It's bad. But again, like that's the game. Like you know, that's what I guess that's what it's like getting older. You just gotta have a job and like respect people and be like a genuinely like decent person. Like I don't be trying to screw over these people, and I don't screw over these people. So it's like. Man,
I also don't have much to gain. At this point, I don't have much to gain from scoring over people. Like, what? I feel like I'm not gonna gain. Yeah, my life is better not doing that.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's even crazy. It's like even better now. Like, you know, shorties I like might have like messed with or whatever. I see them out. They might have a new dude. I might have a new girl, and it's like mad cordial. It's like, cool. Oh, look at this piece right here. Like, we just cool and mature people. Like, I don't have anybody busting down my windows and shit like that. I'm like, yo, I'm too old for this. Like,
yeah, I look at someone and say, how are you bringing this into your life? What are you doing?
Yo, I'll never understand. Like,
I don't get it.
I feel like the women it was crazy. I've dated women that have, like, damaged, you know, their ex-dude shit or whatever. And I was just like, that never happened to me. And it wasn't because I was just, like, you know, so, like, upstanding. Like, nah, I just wasn't an asshole. And, like, I don't know what them other niggas is doing, honestly. Like, I just can't believe it. Like, I just like, yo, you niggas are just trash human beings, bro.
You know, at the end of the day, whoever you're with, even if it's a hookup or somebody you're going to be with long term, you have to take on, like, the issues that they're dealing with at that time. But the worst type of person is somebody who, like, introduces themselves to you and then just starts talking about their issues, like, immediately.
Oh, that's so many. That's
you know what
so
I mean?
Many people. So many
I'm not going to lie. I love that shit. I love it. Like, tell me more. They be telling me, like, the most fucked up stories, too. Like, I'm like, God, like, you've really lived a life. Like... Tell me
I'm
more.
Not gonna enter it, but I'd love to hear.
Oh yeah,
it.
I'm absolutely not. Yeah, I'm saying
I'm not gonna be in the next chapter, but I read this book.
Yeah, this shit is more entertaining than like you know. I'd be watching like fucking Tubi movies and shit. like I'd be watching the ghettoest shit. But like when I meet some people, I'd be like, oh wow, your life is really like this Tubi movie. I'm gonna sit story and write it myself. Trying to pitch a movie to Tubi, man.
Dog, that's I have like a movie pitch that I'm trying to get off.
That's like one of my like side missions in life. I just want to like act in a Tubi movie. Like if you watch that shit, you'd be like, yo, this shit is ghetto, but like I know those actors had a lot of fun on set just being ignorant as fuck. I'm trying to join in on that life. I don't care if they pay me $5. I'll fucking pay to take the $5 and act. I'll be a star in role. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how many weeks I'm shooting that film. Like, I just want to be in it.
Yeah. It's out there improvising ignorance.
You know what would be fun is casting for that. Just choosing people to be in it.
Oh, hell yeah. Yo, low-key, I feel like we could just do it ourselves and then just, like, go to the Tubi Instagram and be like, yo, we got this film. Like, they're like, all right, man, we'll put it up.
Like, what? Have, like, that's the whole...
Like, Sundance Award.
That's the whole pitch meeting.
Yeah, they have, like, a Tubi, like Cannes movie festival.
I've watched shit out there, actually.
Yo, I've watched some Tubi movies where, like, the editing is, like, bad. Like,
horrendous.
The sound will just cut out and shit, and, like, the scene will just... And I'm like... Or, like, the mic will be visible, and, like, the whole scene will just cut. And you're like, yo, what the fuck happened? And we'll just go to the next scene. Yo, I guarantee you, like, the niggas at Tubi did not watch that movie before they put it up there. They were just like, yo, whatever. Some niggas
made that
some shit, like, uploaded.
They had that shit in the free version of iMovie.
I have to put a film out, like... I gotta get some, like, I know friends that would do it that just want to act. I know some women that just, you know, want to get their, like, come up. I'd be like, yo, like, I'm gonna record this shit on my like fucking Pixel 6, not even an iPhone, bro.
Just be like 720p, we gonna get it popping.
Yo, hell yeah, it's gonna be like a little beat joint, like it's just one take.
Like every one, take, one take, a one take movie is crazy.
You see it like half the movie is just you of shaky picture, shaky footage of you running on the ground. You know what
hell
I mean?
Bro, I don't give a fuck. I'll wear like different wigs and shit if I have to be more characters. Like, I do what I need to do. Like, we getting this film off.
Half of the movie is like y'all commuting to the other scenes in the movie and it's just running and recording the whole time.
You can see niggas finger in the camera a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Bro, hell yeah.
Yeah, shoddy sucking dick backstage, that's gotta
it
be
it.
What's
crazy is, like, I'm gonna put it up on Tubi, and I'm gonna get hella views, because I know somebody granny is, like, doing somebody's hair with, you know, like, they're on a couch, the shorty is, like, in between their legs, you know, doing the hair, and they just watching whatever.
Watch
they watch Tubi
shit.
Movies, like, they watch, they're like, oh, look, Dakari just put a new one out. That woman in that chair. That woman
is hostage.
It's like, yo, this shit is so fucking ghetto, bro.
But I gotta stay here for 6 hours, so what we'll do?
Hell yeah, she gonna call her granny and like be like, yo, guess what this ghetto shit I was watching? Like,
and just like that, your ass movie has views.
Oval, like Tubi, I can get the Tubi shit popping. I'm gonna be the Tyler Perry.
Nah, you're right. You wanted something. There's a lot of stuff that we talked about that could be like a solid like Atlanta episode or just like a Tubi parody film. Like even the stuff that we were talking about earlier for like the certain type of people that you meet, like that start hitting on you and like really they're just like, oh, I love you so much. Like they love you just because you're not like the fucked up ex that they had. And you're like, oh, yeah. God, I don't really want to be like playing from this like frame of reference that you have right now. I feel like there's like a lot of incidences like that.
I feel like if I really did blow up, like, what if I made like big money from Tubi? I would be so, that would be crazy because I would just look at my life like, man, I worked so fucking hard to get right.
It's just for this bullshit. And, like, all I had to be the reason that pops off. Just,
all I had to do was just dick around, write a script for like 15 minutes, get my friends together, and make a Tubi joint. Like, man, I was like, all these nights I was just telling y'all about, of, like, me studying, like, and shit like that.
Working hard to get a degree.
It was just really working
hell yeah,
on this
bro.
Fucking
like,
3 hours
ass,
of filming.
All that. Hell yeah. It was like, yo, I did this in 3 days, y'all. And it only took 3 days because one day the fish shop was closed, so we couldn't, like, film at the fish shop. Like,
so we just had to chill, take a day off.
Yeah, we took a little day off.
That's a fucking
I gotta get
stupid.
Back and work my regular job.
Hell yeah, I would definitely go back working my regular job. Cheating them niggas different. Like, I don't
need this. I ain't even need to be here, y'all. My shit on Tubi. Where's yours at?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't.
You gotta show back up, like, just knowing you collecting a paycheck and, like, letting them know you gonna move out of here soon.
Bro, yeah. I fuck with Tubi, though. Like, it was really crazy. I watched this movie on Tubi. It was called Faithful. That shit was ghetto as fuck. But the only reason why I found out this like existed is because there was this one movie called The Bag Girls, right?
Oh my
and it
God,
was about two shorties. It was like a set it off type joint, whatever. But like one of the actresses, you know, like her credit is like Crystal the doll. Like that's her like name. You know, like there's Angel
in the credits.
Jolie. Yeah, it was
that's
like
a stripper name.
Like she's a wrestler or some shit.
Like,
that
yeah. But she was in this movie called Faithful. And I was like, damn, like, Crystal the doll is in this too? So I went to her Instagram, and like, that's her Instagram, and it was like, oh, there's a Bad Girls 2 that's out. Like, I
oh,
gotta
shit.
See this. Like,
low key, that's not
now,
a...
That's the movie you Netflix and chill to. That is
Bad
a
Girls
great
2?
Netflix and chill candidate. I'm gonna
bro,
put that
like,
on my
this
list.
Is like, I'm telling you, this is like
the,
what gets
the
you into
it
like,
is, the better.
World, bro. Like, I don't know who Crystal the doll is and L.A. the Love Boss, but like...
L.A.
I
the
did,
Love
like,
Boss.
I tell you, they're cleaning up. They gotta be cleaning up because, like, I'm in it now. Like, I'm in the Tubi world.
You invested now.
My girl's gonna love this.
Loki, that's a
I'm
great way to
shit.
Fucking
I got
put your credits out.
Now. I'm trying to. I'm done with those fucking ads. I'm finna start paying for that shit.
I'm
gonna be the only nigga really subscribed to Tubi, too. Like, there's probably like 10 niggas subscribed to Tubi. Like, in the world.
And it's two of them from just two different devices for you.
Word.
But Loki, that's actually. You're going to see much more of, like, people using their IG names for credits because that's such an easier way to find people these days. Like what you just said, you just looked up Crystal. If she just put them Crystal Johnson or some shit like that, who else? Then there's a million of those people. You're not gonna just Google them and find who it is, but you're gonna find Crystal at all.
What's crazy, if you go to their Instagram, you'd be like, oh, I could tell you be in Tubi movies.
You got 400 followers.
Like, you just look at it, you'd be like, ah, yeah, this is a Tubi. Nah, it's worse than that. Like, it's one of those, like, pages that, like, you just gotta go to the Instagram. I'm not gonna put it out there, but, like, go to their Instagram.
I got shit. I could just go to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna send y'all a link to, like, LA to Love Boss, man. Like, that's my
show. I already found it. I took the crystal. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's on set. Like, oh my god, I see Faithful.
Bro, this shit look. I'm telling you, that's the movie, bro.
Right next to Get Paid and Fatality Flawless.
That's Mortal Kombat.
Right. Shit, bro. Intimate Betrayals. Whole, like, oh my god.
Temporary Suspension. Detroit Dreams. These Men for Everybody.
Oh my god. Followed by At the Car James.
Oh, man.
We out here dry stitching.
But no, it's crazy though, because, like, you go to the page, like, that's the first thing you think. You're like, is she a stripper? Is she promoting OnlyFans? Oh, no, Tubi actress. All right.
Yeah, had to be one of the three.
But they got me, though. They got me. I'm good at shit. I'm
oh, she
at
has her credits on her description. One joke she's in, one movie she's in, is just called Child Support.
Bro, there's a TV show. I forgot what she's in a TV just show on support. Tubi too. I can't remember the name of the TV show, but I'm gonna find it. The Dirty D, that's what it's called.
The Dirty D.
They you on are, season two now?
You are keeping Tubi in business.
Damn, single handedly. Genre, bro. This is an established.
I'm in this shit, bro. Genre. They got me, man. Like, you know, like, y'all grannies got, like, stories and shit. Like, this is my shit right here. I'm not gonna lie, that's though. Facebook's kind of a crazy movie, though. Like, y'all watch that, y'all be like, yo, what? Like, this shit is ghetto, but, like, it's kind of wild. Like, this shit doesn't, like, I was glued to my seat, bro. Like,
I need us to make a Tubi with, like, animal level prop. Anime level plot.
Oh, I have a movie idea that I'm trying to pitch around. I don't think it fits the Tubi model, but I'm trying to get this movie out here because I think there's promise here.
Listen, man. Oh, let's all pitch our
movie. I got one.
I would love to hear about
that. I got one now.
Everything fits the Tubi model.
I don't know if this one will.
We just pitching movies for the rest of the
plot. So,
is it like an intelligent plot?
Hear it out.
Like, does it flow well? Like,
hear it out.
Makes sense. Nothing.
It does make sense. Kind of.
All the characters are making good decisions based off of, like, the situation they have.
You might want to hear the plot through before you start putting good decisions on the characters. So, the main character of my movie is Adolf Hitler. So, present day. Like, right now, 2020, maybe in a little bit of future, 2024, whoever the fuck, time travel gets invented. Immediately, hundreds of thousands of people go back in time to try and kill Hitler as a child before he ever did anything wrong. The movie follows Hitler back as a child, having to fight through all these people time traveling and trying to kill him constantly throughout his life, always in danger. Always has to defend himself, so it's a horror time travelers. So he has to grow up and basically make himself into John Wick. So he could just survive without doing anything wrong. Like, remember, this is child Hitler fighting time travelers until he's, like, maybe, like, our age, mid-20s. Eventually,
great movies, though.
Eventually, once he's a badass and he kills all the time travelers coming through, but they still just keep on coming, he gets one time traveler, beats the fuck out of him, doesn't kill him yet, and tries to get information from him. And he finds out one key detail about the guy who goes on to invent time travel to let all this happen.
That nigga's Jewish, ain't he?
He's Jewish.
Oh my god, I knew it.
Hitler starts the Holocaust to try to stop time travel from getting invented to save his life.
Jesus Christ.
Tell me that's not going somewhere.
So, I don't know if that's going to be on Tubi, but that's going to be like, a streaming site that new Winnie the Pooh movie is going to be on.
That's exactly where the fuck that would go. right next to murderous Winnie the Pooh.
And then like Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. Like,
that actually was a good movie.
That movie was going to play.
No, that
was it.
Fire though? That movie seemed like it'd be stupid. That movie actually was good.
Listen, man, I watched Tubi movies, so I can't call it stupid.
It was a weird amount of action right now. They put a lot into a stupid ass plot like that.
Like, I love the fuck out of them Tubi movies. I swear to God, like.
I don't know how they can survive. They gotta be fucking.
They gonna survive because I'm finna be paying whatever it costs each month.
Nah, Tubi gotta be a front.
I'm keeping the lights on in that motherfucker.
They gotta be laundering money through Tubi somehow.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure.
Bro, I bet like the person who created like the Tubi industry was like the same dude who runs Zeus. I bet they're both.
I bet they're competing
the same person.
Damn, why they got all these white people?
Yeah, no, I went there and saw fucking Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, what the fuck? They don't know they audience.
Yeah, this looks completely different. Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro. So Owen Wilson. The only black person on the page is Kevin Hart, and it's like 19 posts in. That's crazy.
Because it's wrong, bro.
Because I just look at this.
They are not marketing to the right people, bro. No,
look at the movies on Tubi and look at their Instagram. It doesn't match up at all.
Yo, they are lying, bro. They don't have these movies.
I see Jennifer Aniston, fucking Bradley Cooper, Jackie Chan. None of these movies are on Tubi.
Bro,
Ryan Gosling.
They don't have any of those movies. Them niggas just lying, bro.
That's funny as fuck,
bro.
They are lying their
like rich
ass
white
off.
People. You know what's crazy? They should just start like saying like, you know, the next like Marvel movie. They'd be like, oh, it's streaming on Tubi at like same day as release. They just putting out whatever. Like, I'm gonna go to Tubi. It's not finna be there. Like, oh, no. But by the way, sorry. Like, Spider-Man 4 isn't actually here, but we got something even better, bro.
Child support 2. Right there. If you like Spider-Man, they also like this.
The Dirty Deed. And I'm finna be there like, they should just show how many viewers is like for each movie. And like, I'm gonna be in all of the movies.
Viewed by like, at the car James.
James not watching.
DJ's gonna get so famous off this shit, he's gonna buy Tyler Perry out of his own studio and be like, we're making nothing but
nothing
Tubi.
Tubi.
Will Smith, we're getting out of here.
Yeah, goes
like,
to Tubi.
Yo, if Tyler Perry lets me like rent his, I don't know what it costs to be at his studio, but like, I literally just need 20 minutes, bro. Like,
I need 20 minutes and no equipment. I got flashed on my smartphone, so.
You should just film that shit right outside the gate of his shit. So you could just say you filmed it there.
Hell yeah.
Don't pay anything. It's right
one
time.
Take.
Yeah, one take.
It's one take. It's gonna be 20. It's a 20-minute movie, nigga. One take.
Low key, there's been a lot of content like that people relate to lately, because they have the same shit in the Kendrick album. I forgot what the song's called. We cry together. It's just arguing.
That was
it's just
problematic.
That. It's so relatable
like,
too.
If you related to that, that's like problematic. Like. Y'all gotta break up. Like.
Yeah. And then, but in the end, they're fucking together. I was like, come on, man. Learn.
Yeah,
man, the older I get, the more like Baby Boy just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm just like, how
them niggas was like 40.
I'm like, that's disgusting. I'm like, bro, like, how does your dick get hard, like, after an argument like that? Like, I don't even get it. Like, to me, I'm like, bro, let's chill for a little bit so I can make sure I trust you again, and then we can go at it. Or I'll get down to some conflict resolution. But if it's like, yo, you just said a bunch of fucked up shit to me and I said a bunch of fucked up shit to you, I'm not gonna be fully torqued right now.
Yeah,
like,
it's like in public too. Like, they was outside.
In public.
I'm like, all right, bitch, I'm leaving. Like,
yeah.
I'm finna get in your car and go back to my mom's house.
You think I'm gonna pitch a tent through denim jeans on trauma? No, the fuck
yeah,
is you on?
Crazy. That was the thing too. Like, they just showed the cutscene. Like, they were arguing and they just start fucking. I was like, no,
yeah,
I need
to see
what
transition
between. I need to see. Like,
we needed that. We needed that scene.
Me personally, I've never had an argument that led to sex. So like, I need to see how this works so I can apply that in my own life. Because when me and my shorty argue, that's it. Like, we go our separate ways and we just be mad for the rest of the day. Like. I'm not fucking her immediately at, like, right at, like, no, I need to see how this happens. I need to add that to my, like, repertoire.
Dog.
You know?
I feel like that's not even worth it. That's going, you go fuck around and ruin
yeah.
sex.
Yes.
Like,
that's my
because then you get attached to
it. When I'm in a bad mood, that's the last thing I want to do is have sex.
Yeah, same. I'm like, let's fix what's going on right now. Like, this is not the time to fuck.
Right.
We fuck to celebrate.
Right, yeah, like, imagine, like, leaving, like, you and your girl, like, getting an argument. Like, I just can't imagine, like, if me and my girl got in an argument and, like, I found another shorty and, like, she, like, comforted me, whatever. Like, I would have to calm down first. Like, I can't just be like, yo, I'm mad. Let me get some other bitches over here. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. So yeah, I would hate to be one of those people that just kind of, you know, too pussy to break up, so you end up getting married and have like three kids and shit.
I easily could have been that person.
I know a lot of relationships like that. Like, I know a lot of people now just like, we just together because I was too pussy to break up, and you know, we dated for 5 years, and I was so pussy to break up that we got married. Kids. Like, now we have kids. And I'm
that's
like,
a lot. Geez. The older I get, the more I realize that's a lot of marriages. That's a lot.
Yeah, you gotta avoid that.
What's crazy is, like, you know how pussy you have to be to, like, propose to somebody that you don't like? Like, that is crazy to me. Like, I'll go to the bar and, like, vent to some other niggas, like, the bartender or whatever, and I'll go home, but I'm not like, oh, man, I'm so mad at my girl. Let me get some of the bitches over here right now. Like, you think it's me different, bro? I don't know. Actually,
because she got nothing to do with it, and she's just walking into that energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, word.
That's a nightmare situation.
And that's, like, the first thing you want to do is, like, talk about how fucked up it is. So, like, this other girl would have to come over and hear me bitch about, like, my other shorty.
She still want to fuck me.
I guess once I vented, like, now she was like, that's crazy. So crazy. Like, and then I know me, like, once I get that venting out, I'm like, all right, you can leave. Let me call my shorty over so I can fuck her.
Right.
They're like, all right, thanks for
the. You get your side chick in the room just to vent.
Yeah, you're like, oh, thanks. I'm still a faithful guy, though. You can get the fuck out now. I'm calling my shorty. We gotta make it right.
She's completely naked, like, waiting for you to stick it in. And
you like, just, that's like, funny as fuck.
She's like, oh, it's okay, baby. Let me treat you right. Let me tell you. I'm like, no, I'm good now. Like,
the new side bitch role is crazy. You don't fucking them at all. Their role is just to get bent to. Oh, it used to be the exact opposite. It used to be side bitch I never talked to at all. I just fucking then go back to and talk to my girl or whatever like that. Exact opposite.
Yeah, now it's
exactly
the opposite.
I need a side bitch strictly for emotional
support. Side bitch is funny.